Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz.
You liked him before. So he's back with more.
The Drive on JFH.
Listening to you, I get the music. Gazing at you, I get the heat.
Thank you, Tom. I haven't heard this song in many, many years. This used to be my favorite Who song back in the day. That's good stuff.
What is that one?
Listening to You by The Who. Next week, we'll start our album countdown.
Just to clean up something that Jason Beck said, Alex Wilson has been informed he is not making the Indians opening day roster.
Why not?
Yeah, he's not that good.
You got somebody better?
You got better options out
there.
Give
me a left-hander in your bullpen.
We have three.
Who are they?
Hand, Perez, Olson.
39-year-old Oliver Perez. Who's Olson?
Tyler Olson.
Well.
He's good.
Is he really?
Yeah, I like him. I like Tyler Olson.
We'll see if you like him in May.
All right. Well, he had a zero ERA 2 years ago. So.
Yeah. Well, that's what I had at Derby in 1973.
Well, he had it in the big leagues in 2017.
You know, and I'm gonna stick by my guns on that. I led the Arc Valley League in earned run average in 1973.
That's amazing. No one had a lower ERA than zero. I know that.
I didn't give up an earned run in Arc Valley League play.
Now, how many runs did you give up?
Bishop Carroll hammered me pretty good in a start.
Once they made three errors behind you.
No, they had a couple bombs against me.
Well, okay, so those weren't league games.
Right.
So your ERA overall was like 4.62.
No, I think I gave up 4 or 5 runs to Bishop Carroll.
That's
and then
too bad.
Against South, I kept it pretty good against South. My recollection is that we won that game.
Now, you guys had not ever heard of metal bats.
I'm talking
back then.
No, heavens, no. We used the wood.
What was it like to hit you didn't do it, but I mean, giving up a home run to a 15-year-old kid using a wood bat, that had to be embarrassing.
No, I was an 18-year-old kid.
Maybe.
And City League Baseball was great in that
Where
era.
Was that game played?
In Derby.
So he took it out about 3:48.
It was a night game. Bishop Carroll was good. We played South. They were good. My good friend Blake Schreck from back in the day was one of the best hitters I faced when he played for South High School. I wonder if he's listening.
Probably not.
He might be.
Just like my road rage guy's probably not listening.
Blake Schreck's not a road. I don't get involved in situations like that. If Blake calls the show to be, hey, man, how's it going? Pretty good, man. I remember that.
You guys say man a lot?
Yeah, man.
All right.
If your guy calls, it'll be, I'll meet you at the.
Exactly.
Right.
And I just want to go home.
We got one pair of tickets to Bush. They'll be at With Live at Hartman Arena on Friday, August 2nd. Right now, caller number 2-869-1240. Give our producer, Max Power, a call as we continue with the show here.
What do you think people do when they hear caller number 2? Do they wait like 5 seconds? Or
I don't know what they do. I've never called a show trying to
win. Can't be number 1. I got to be number now.
Okay. I don't know why I've never done that. I could have won some things.
Maybe. Probably not, though. The odds aren't great.
Well, yeah, but if you do it enough, you win.
I don't think I've ever won it. I'm sure I've tried, but
it's always a great promotional situation. And thanks to the people here at Intercom for making that happen. If you want to give us a call, the number is also 869-1240, but Max is busy right now. How about Eloy Jimenez? Is that his name? Jimenez or Jimenez?
Jimenez.
6 years, $43 million, never spent a day in the big leagues.
Well, they obviously
think. Is this the way we're headed in baseball?
That's a smart signing on both sides.
Somebody just did that with another player. Who was that?
Somebody for the Twins, right?
No, wasn't the Twins. It was some young player that they gave a long-term deal to.
No, I can't remember. It was the Rays with that guy.
No, it wasn't
the
Rays.
Yeah, it was the Rays who did it. They did it with somebody else, Lowe or something.
No.
Yeah, they did.
It wasn't the Rays.
They did it, though. They handed a six-year deal to a guy who's barely been in the big leagues.
They may have done it, but that's not the one I'm thinking of.
All right. Well,
and it's driving me crazy.
Brandon Lowe.
It's driving me crazy that I can't think of it. Brandon Lowe, 6 years. 24-year-old rookie who at 233, he gets a six-year deal. I don't get it.
Kinda strange.
Alex Bregman.
Yeah,
six years, $100 million. Now, that makes sense. He's proven himself
right
as a big-league player.
But Eloy Jimenez has security, and now if he pans out, the White Sox get an absolute bargain because in the arbitration, that guy could be upwards of $75 million.
Wonder why he did it.
What a savings.
He should have waited.
Probably, but you want some security. He's never played in the big leagues. That's a shrewd move.
I don't know if it's a shrewd move or not.
Oh, I do. $7 million a year? If he's a star, by the time...
By the way, the tickets are gone. You can stop calling for the tickets. They have been secured by a fortunate listener.
Absolutely, and good for that person.
Now, you say you watch some NCAA basketball. Will you watch on ESPN3 tonight, the Shockers. Will you just tune in here to Classic Hits KEYN?
No, I'll watch that game and see how it goes. The Shockers are fairly heavy underdogs, like 6 points.
I don't. The
Paladins.
Can I pick Furman? How could I pick Furman?
Because they're playing at home. They're probably a better team than the Shockers.
Won't there be quite a few Shocker fans in Greenville, South Carolina?
There might be a few.
That know Greg Marshall.
Yeah.
Hasn't he given out a lot of tickets? This is a building that's not very big. I think they only average 1,600 fans a game, if I'm correct.
Really?
Look at that. I don't think they draw well.
That can't be right.
This is Furman, man.
Right, but it's more than 1,600.
I don't think, according to my recollection of what I read, this team does not draw all that well. But we'll get to that later. The two first four games tonight, North Carolina Central, North Dakota State.
You're right. But for data from 2017, they averaged about 1,600 fans.
Well, that's what I just said.
22,000 for the season.
St. John's, Arizona State, the second game tonight. And then you've got your NIT matchups, none of which really jump out at me. Toledo, Xavier, that's a battle of Ohio at least.
Not bad.
Norfolk State and Alabama. Harvard, Georgetown. Now, there's some bright players on the floor there.
Smart guys.
That one, I kind of like that one.
I think you should watch it. I'll be watching my Sun Devils.
Sam Houston State, TCU. And Butler at Nebraska. That's okay. And that wraps up, I believe, the first round games for the NIT. Clemson wins last night over Wright State. So if Wichita State wins, they'll just stay in South Carolina.
Well, maybe.
Absolutely they will.
I'm guaranteeing tonight a win for Arizona State.
So?
Guaranteeing it.
But who cares?
If you haven't yet filled out your bracket and you have to pick a play-in game winner, pick Arizona State. You won't be let down.
Here's Chris. Chris, you're on the drive.
Yeah, guys. Hey, how are you? I am not a diehard Shocker fan, so I did not hear. Are they NIT or did they make it to the big one?
They're NIT, Chris.
Okay.
Really? How do you miss? I love you, Chris. You are my guy, even though you never agree with me. But how do you live in Wichita and miss that news?
Well, because I'm not as up on the Shockers as a lot of other people.
Chris, I assume you have some access to the internet.
we've put enough shame on Chris.
Well, just before you make that call, say, oh, I better at least check. Oh, they made the NIT. Cool. Well, and then say, hey, do you think Shockers will win tonight?
Well, that's what I did. Instead, I was lazy and didn't make that call, and I just found out through you guys.
Fair enough.
It's okay, Chris.
Just like the old days.
You're still you're still an A-list caller.
I appreciate it. By the way, real quick, Bob, what do you think about your Cardinals?
Don't like anything I've seen this spring outside of Jack Flaherty and Miles Michaelis.
Well, I can tell you that the spring training does not, in my opinion, does not.
When you can't score at all, it's worrisome.
It's spring training, though. My Red Sox have been terrible in the spring training. Now, last year, believe it or not, they were the best in spring training, I think, and then they won it. But I think they've had a lot of years where they've been really, really bad, and I just, doesn't matter.
Thanks, Chris. The only thing I'll say there is the Cardinals haven't hit at all in spring training.
I don't think that matters.
I worry a little bit about that stuff. If they just had a game where they scored 11 runs or something, Miami shut them out today. Miami.
Who cares? Let's see who's in the lineup.
I mean, are you serious?
Yeah.
Back in a minute with Lou Schweckheimer. He's the majority owner of Wichita Baseball. He will have some interesting comments about the city council meeting last night. We're full steam ahead now with this project. We'll talk with Lou Schweckheimer after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.